This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 5th, 2026. Cross-Boundary Energy has secured $40 million from Inspired Evolution to expand its solar, storage, and hybrid power systems for businesses across Africa. This investment is a significant step towards increasing access to renewable energy for commercial and industrial customers. And our read at Tech Cocoon is that it highlights the growing demand for clean energy solutions on the continent. As we've argued, every digital ambition resolves to a physical question. And in this case, the question is about the reliability of the grid and the cost of power. So for builders and operators, the implication is that investing in self-generation and storage can be a key differentiator in the African market. What does it take for a startup to turn books into interactive AI-driven experiences, and can they make it profitable? Egypt's Sinai.ai has raised $1.45 million to build an adaptive reading platform, but the real challenge will be in executing partnerships with publishers and navigating the complex landscape of digital rights. So for investors, the implication is that they should be looking closely at the terms of these partnerships and the potential for scalability. Angola's Anda has raised $1.2 million to expand its drive-to-own model for motorcycle taxi drivers, which raises questions about the role of fintech in mobility and the potential for scale. And our take is that this is another example of how agent networks remain a crucial distribution layer for digital-first narratives. So for operators, the implication is that they need to think carefully about the economics of their agent networks and how to make them profitable. The Bank of Ghana has suspended MTN's planned 0.75% wallet-to-bank transfer fee, which is an interesting test of the telco's newly separated fintech unit, and it highlights the regulatory risks that companies face when operating in the African fintech space. So for investors, the implication is that they should be paying close attention to the regulatory environment and the potential for policy changes to impact their investments, which brings us back to the question of which government will be next to discover the mobile money tax lesson the hard way, and which will be first to reverse one publicly. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeze.